This week's e-break has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
That's right, 2:37 on a Friday as we enter Labor Day weekend. Appreciate you being with us. We're the Sweet Spot. The Hardline and Why Today Doesn't Suck is coming up in just a little bit. And after the Hardline tonight, 7 o'clock right here on these very airwaves, going to be me and Josh Warden, not Zach Bigley. Josh filling in for Zach as we call Frisco Rough Riders baseball. It's the San Antonio Missions. Winston Santos.
Yes, sir.
Back from his back injury. He's going to start for AA Frisco tonight. You can hear it right here. And without further ado, Monty has the NIT break.
Thank you very much, Sean. Will Mr. Warden pick up on your ticket bids?
I'm not sure.
Reminder, you got to say boats and hoes on the broadcast tonight. That's your challenge.
I will be on the call for the middle innings and doing color the rest of the time. So
okay.
I'm not going to tell you when, but be by the channel.
Can't wait.
It will happen.
Can't wait.
Or the Capitol. All right, we got six candidates here with the best of the rest. Very hardline intensive today. Even with Davey winning this morning, he will be featured heavily as well.
Yeah, he was dumped.
A very deserving win for Davey.
Rightly so.
And we will start with one, Bob Sturm. This was during a live spot. May or may not have been extenuating circumstances that led to this, but during his live spot, you hear him get a little choked up.
Team 10, the ticket.
Bob.
You know, everyone needs a little help to feel their best. So whether you are lifting weights, hitting the pickleball court, Corby, or just powering through a long day, you should turn to the top-selling Mr. Hyde Signature Pre-Workout. It's available exclusively in a new 3 flavors-in-1 tub at your local Costco. So check it out there. If you want clean energy, sharp focus, and that extra push to perform, check out Mr. Hyde. For the first time ever, you get 3 flavors in one tub. Blue Raz, Strawburst, and Berry Punch. Don't know what happened to my voice there, guys. I guess I'm fatigued. But Mr. Hyde helps you lock in like I should right now and keep going. Berry Punch.
He started strong.
Berry Punch.
And then just hit a wall.
He lost it.
Got a little fatigued.
Berry Punch.
If you down some Blue Raz before your live spot, that will never happen.
That's right.
Word to the wise.
Thank you, Mr. Hyde.
All right.
You're welcome.
Bob. He is candidate number one. Candidate number two here. You guys saw this one happen in person. This is EA Azad, our number one Cowboys reporter as well. Go check him out. He was running the board during Diamond Talk.
Yes, he was.
And boy, did he have a hard time getting you guys going.
KTCK AM Dallas Fort Worth, KTCK FM Flower Mound, a Cumulus Media station.
Okay, Texas, pop quiz. True or false? Walmart has.
I'll say true.
2-2, and that's blasted deep out to left center, and that one is gone! Langford's 19th this season. It came on a 2-2 pitch, and it gives the Rangers their first lead of the game.
Guys, let's talk about something I know you don't like.
Hey, Justin.
Hi, Justin.
What's up, man?
We'll hold off on your Blue Chew ad here. We'll get to that in a little bit.
So we get the ad at the beginning there. We get me yelling about the greatness of Blue Chew.
The only thing that would have made that even funnier is if he let the spot go a little bit longer and it goes from it, because it sounds like you're starting the segment.
Right.
Like the first voice we hear, I just wish we would have heard, hey, it's Justin. Let's talk about sex. Just to start the second segment of Diamond Talk on a Monday night.
Oh, my God. That was the best.
I mean, we usually talk sex in the third segment.
That's true.
That would confuse the listener.
Yeah. It's what they want to hear.
Mm-hmm. Instead of trying to figure out who the Venus Williams is, it's who's the Peter North.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the Peter North of the team.
Just from like a volume. Could,
yeah, that's, I mean, that's what he's known for.
Just Chris Martin.
A mass amount of volume.
Yeah, Julio Franco.
Volume shooter.
Moises Alou.
Oh, man.
All right.
There's so many where I'm just like, how did all of that happen?
I love when Justin cracks himself up.
We're having a good time. Candidate number three here, Ham. You heard him this morning as well during during Work in Progress doing the news. This was during the same segment. And Ham, even without an Uncrustable in his mouth, gets Uncrustable mouth from time to time. And he says funny words onto a stroller.
But that one wasn't as much fun because you don't get to see the reaction of people.
Or you act like you're going to jump off the roof. But
what?
Past the hedges, there's like a trampoline.
He's right. You're trying to make him think you jumped off and...
No, he's making a reference to The Office.
Oh, okay.
I'm playing
you're
up
playing,
to
there. Hey, yeah. Play to your audience.
Yeah.
You
see,
go.
I caught on in a second. He knows, yeah. He knows his audience.
That's good. He never does King of Queens jokes, though.
Like... No.
You're here one day.
Ham, you ignorant...
Oh, don't be sad.
Parkour.
But like you used to do, earlier on the hard line, there was a... Ding Dong Ditch prank that went wrong.
It went Asian. All went of a wrong. Sudden, the guy rings the doorbell and there's an Asian fella standing there.
He puts his hands down. But it happened in Frisco. And like the new Ding Dong Ditches they're doing on... I'm just going to skip that
triple
word.
Triple D.
Yeah. The Triple D prank.
I just hate it when things go wrong.
I love that phrase now. It's like, all right, we're going to ding dong ditch this guy. Well, and then it just goes Asian.
You messed up an R and a W as well this It'll week.
I did.
Ralph Wiggum. You called him
Walf. Walf.
You said, yeah, we,
that sounds so
we
childish.
Won the ball.
You just went Elmer Fudd on us.
Walf yeah. Wiggins.
Wesley Wabbit.
Oh, man, it went Wong again. I'm so tired of this. The third time this week. It keeps going long.
Who are you, sir?
Colton?
Oh, Ham. Oh, you are candidate number three. Baseball. We can decide who here should
well
be
done,
candidate
Ham.
Number four. I think it should go on Dave. It's listed as Ham. They're in the middle of doing a segment on the Hardline. I think Ham's just doing a little comedy. I think Dave gets a little sensitive and should not stop down. But we can make the decision after who this should be on.
And so the bounty hunters say that they used AI facial recognition. And the AI tool said that this guy in this garage giving the other guy a haircut, he's at least a 79% match for the guy you're looking for. So the bounty hunters drove up to the home.
Can you please stop? Just, can you please?
He just wants Lando to be a bounty hunter.
Hit and run. But when I'm continuing to try to talk.
Go on with your facial recognition story.
So anyway, they drove up to the home in a U-Haul.
So Ham hits the Landalorian theme for the bounty hunter.
Yeah.
I would have to ask how the show was going up into that point. Was Ham just peppering in?
It was pretty smooth.
Okay.
Then that's on Davey then.
I think it's on Dave as well.
Davey flew off the handle.
Yeah, I agree. A 2-minute embellishment for Davey.
By the way, the Landalorian theme.
It's great.
We need to get more run out of that.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying anytime you can hear it, not a bad thing. All right, we'll put that on Dave. He will be candidate number 4. He is also candidate number 5.
Big week.
These last two had to both be edited.
Hmm.
As was the one, I guess they didn't actually bleep the one this morning.
For explicit content?
Probably should have. But this is a little bit longer of a clip. This was during Trifecta, when they were trying to vote in D from What's Happening. And I cut it down a little bit. They are saying, what would it be like if there was What's Happening in Africa?
Oh.
And there's a couple of countries that... I would personally stay away from him.
Okay.
Dave did not.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
Bob?
And I love D.
Raj is absolutely
Mark that, please.
Like
Raj and Rerun are in, right?
There are so many. Well, and Shirley Hemphill hopefully was put in by the hardline back then. There are so many that are in.
Whoa.
She, I swear.
Weenie, 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 weenie. What's happening, Chad?
To prove I'm not trying to send her anywhere, I'm going to put her in.
That was the working title of the show.
Weenie, weenie, weenie.
What's Dave. Happening?
Okay, Dave.
Oh, Dave.
See, why do you, everything else was
I
funny.
Knew, boy. You want to talk about a bingo card just full.
Should that be dumped?
It's the name of a country.
Yeah.
But why'd you pick?
I got it.
Chad.
Good. Thank you.
Come on.
No.
Look at a map.
Dave, you drew. Seriously. Draw the line.
Okay, then I'll vote her in.
You're telling us to look at a map?
Yes, I'm telling you to look at a map.
Put out of spite just because your dumb line was dumped.
I'll give you $100 if you could identify that country on a map.
So just so we're clear, the country he named was Niger.
And he, yeah. Okay. He pronounced it
the
correctly.
Normal way.
Correctly
pronounced. Okay. But much like a lot of Dave's works in context, can't do it.
So you could have gone Algeria, Mali.
Madagascar, mm-hmm. Zimbabwe.
Zaire.
There's a ton of them.
Yeah.
And he said, what about this one?
Whoa. What's happening?
Like it's CSI Miami. They have a... that version of what's happening. Anyway, Dave Lane with two candidates. Our last one here before we vote, Corby Davidson. I love it when you guys do this, when hosts do this, just flat out curse, not on accident.
Mm-hmm.
Like when Dan used to do it, it would be great. Corby, in the middle of a story about Chipotle drone delivering their food, decided to just drop the C-bomb. An S-bomb.
Oh.
An S-bomb, sorry.
Gets caught in a crosswind and gets up on your tree.
So you're saying there's a guy now connected to the drone. They drop the guy. He opens up the parachute.
What a waste of resources.
And then hands you the burrito.
Why doesn't he just drive a car over there?
I don't know.
Why does he have to be held like an eagle talons? And then paratroop into your yard. And then does he get picked back up by the drone or does he have to walk back?
I just picture he's in full military regalia. He's got a freaking machine gun.
Paint all over his face.
It's so stupid.
But this is.
Why are we going through all this?
This is the.
I've trained for 28 years for this.
Not a lot of jobs out there for an old paratrooper.
I've been walking through the shit of Vietnam for 20 years.
What are you doing?
Jeez. That was very brazen. Anyway, it's called Zipotle.
Boy, what about hams?
I've been walking through this.
By the way, that's a great way to end that. Anyway, it's called Zipotle.
Hams.
What are you doing? To Vietnam for 20 years.
What are you doing?
You're just feeling it, man. You're like, you know what?
It's just so comfortable.
Not going to let the FCC ruin my good time.
Yeah, 6 o'clock hour.
Nah, we're partying, dude. We got the S word, and we're going to use it. All right, let's go ahead and vote. Is it Choking Bob?
Oh, man, so many good ones.
Not Knowing How to Work OpEx, yay. Is it Mr. Wong Ham? Sensitive Dave. Bad Geography Man Dave. Or S. Corby. Let's start with Micah Dixon.
I'll go with Afro Dave.
All right.
Love it. I will go ahead and register my vote. I'm going to give one to our dear friend, EA.
Okay.
Ham. All right. We're split again here. Sean.
I got to vote for the rerun of the hard line. That would be Dave Lane.
All right. That's two for Dave. Mino.
We don't have any votes for Ham yet. I think that was the funniest moment of the... It, all very good. I got to give Ham going Wong.
All right, that is a vote for Ham, but two for Dave, a.k.a. Afro Dave.
All right.
Gives him the win.
Double.
Yeah, that is two for Dave Lane on the day. He now has 8 all-time, 3 behind Ham, our leader.